Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's going well. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. And like I said, I hope everything's well with you. If you have some questions, maybe I have some answers, so you can call me at 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. We have a few callers ahead of you already, but again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. And I appreciate everybody that's called in early. Our phone line's open 15 minutes before the program starts. And a lot of times, especially on a Saturday, we get a lot of callers, so I might just keep that in the back of your mind. So if you want to get in, call in early. So, all right, let's go ahead. And I have a special prayer request tonight. My mom has to have back surgery tomorrow morning. She'll be going into surgery at 7:30 in the morning. I'd appreciate your prayers for me, for her, for our family at this time of our lives. And we're going to just believe that everything's going to go well tomorrow. And this is going to go okay. And we just stand on that. But I appreciate your prayers. Okay, let's go ahead and open with prayer. And then we'll open with a song. And then we'll be taking your calls. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, right now I just ask that you would just help me move out of the way tonight and become the vessel that you always use on this program. Just strengthen me and just move in my listeners tonight. Meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have. I just pray that you would just meet those. And Father, Mother God, I just pray for my mom tonight and that she'd get some rest tonight and that this surgery will go well tomorrow and everything's going to turn out good. And we just stand on that and believe that. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and open with this song and we'll be right back. Your calls will be next. Again, that call-in number for this program is 347-327-9316. Let's open with a song. We'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you.
the blessings that are already with you and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
Love that song. Hopefully you like it as well. Let's go ahead and take some callers. We'll start with Rose. You are on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Tired, but good.
Good. Yeah, I'm a little tired myself, but it's all good. So.
Yeah, it's all good. Could you look, please, and tell me if you think I'm going to be getting one of the vehicles I was looking at today?
No, the answer is yes.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Because I think I found a place that's going to work with me.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a good outing, and I believe that you saw your car that you're going to be driving, so.
Okay, good. I just want to wait till after the retrograde, you know, because you know what they say about.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wouldn't
buy anything right now. Mercury retrograde will be over on the 11th, so.
Yeah. So I waited this long. I can wait a couple more days, but I felt good about this, the last place, you know, that I just came home from. So.
Right.
I'm hoping everything works out when I go back with the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it will.
Very good. Thank you so much. And prayers for your mom, of course.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Craig. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. Good evening. And all prayers to your mom, of course.
Thank you.
The question I have for tonight is, I had an interview for a job 2 weeks ago. Haven't heard anything as of yet, so I'd like to know when do you see me hearing from this particular job prospect?
Okay. I'm picking up that you should hear something this coming week before Valentine's Day. Probably looks like about Friday. The 13th.
Okay.
So that's what I'm picking up. Yeah. Don't get scared because it's Friday the 13th. So, but it'll be, yeah, I do see it going well for you, so.
Okay. That particular weekend, I would be spending Valentine's with my girlfriend who was in that particular area. How do you see the weekend going for us?
It should be a really good weekend for you guys.
Okay.
I don't see any problems.
Okay.
So,
all right,
so enjoy
Michael.
Your time. Enjoy your time with your girlfriend. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, sir. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and I'm not going to try to say your name. 337, you're on air with me.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
I'm good, Candace. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. A few months ago, I met somebody and we ended up really connecting really well. And we're just friends for now, but I was wondering, where do you see this friendship going? Do you see it going to another level? Anything pretty soon?
I do see it going to another level. It's not going to be really soon. I would say towards the end of the year, it will go up a level. But that's what I'm seeing for you. But I feel good about the relationship. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
He does like me. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like he wants to take things slow right now and just get to know each other. There's no rush, I mean, in this. So you want to be sure you have a solid foundation. You don't want a shaky relationship. But I really feel good about it. I feel like it's a long-term relationship.
Wow. Okay. That's
okay.
Pretty interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully that helped.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and talk to the next caller. Will be Rita.
You're yes, hi.
I'm
on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I just wanted to see if you could give me little reading, tell me something about me. Where can I stand it? Just have a lot of things going on right now. I just want to know what's going on, what I'm going to stand to it.
Okay. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
So I think it's me, not you. But could you repeat your question for me, please?
Yeah, I just like to know what's going on with my life, and I'm having a little problem. It's a problem. I got problem, and I just like to know what I'm gonna do, what's gonna be.
Okay, I can help you with that. I'm sorry that you're having problems right now. Let me just say that.
Right.
I feel like right now that your spirit guide is just wanting you to relax and just go with the flow right now. You know, things are a little rough right now, but I feel like that things will be clearing up here in a couple of weeks where things are going to get a lot better for you. But I feel like that this year is a good year for you. Financially, things are going to be picking up for you financially. Looks like in April. So that's a good thing. So, all right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good night.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and speak to Diamond. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hey there, Michael. I have a quick question for you. I guess like a pre-question. Sometimes I will hear a song and I will just start crying, really like gushing tears. And I don't even know why. Today, I was searching YouTube for one thing. Another song started playing, and I was like, wow, that's a beautiful song. I sat down, and I just couldn't stop crying. Can you tell me what's happening with, when that happens to me?
I feel like that it's a loved one trying to talk to the songs to you. It also could be past life, some past life issues as well. But I feel like that there's a female trying to communicate with you. It'd be somebody on your mom's side of the family that's passed. But this would be a female, very likable. When they were on Earth, they're a very likable person, somebody that everybody loved to be around, and very cheery. Want you to just relax a little and enjoy life. They're saying that you put too much pressure on yourself. I don't know if that's true. But they're saying that you put a little bit too much pressure on yourself. You need to ease up a little bit on yourself. So, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. And real quickly, what I was really calling in about is love life. Do you see anyone coming into my life, a partner, anytime soon?
Yeah, it looks around about June of this year.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Marshall, and I'm saying prayers for your mom, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Diamond. You have a good night.
You too, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and go down to Nicole. You're on air with me. We'll be, hold on. Okay. There you go. Nicole, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello? Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, my question was, I haven't met somebody, but I've known them for like a few months, and I was just wondering, where do you see that going? I was just asking about my love life.
Okay. So are you guys dating now, or?
It's like it's slow. I don't know what we're in the process of going to go out, so I don't even know if it's a date. I'm just saying, where do you see this going? Is it just going to be a friendship, or is it?
I feel like it's going to be a relationship, but it's going to be a little slow to get there, but I feel like that it's going to develop into a more serious relationship as you go in to next year. I feel like this year you guys are just going to be in the building stages of this, and you know, depending on what you want to do, but it's going to go pretty slow. Meaning that, you know, he's not going to ask you out too much and things like that. But he does care about you. I mean, I do feel that. So, all right.
Hey, what about finances? Do you see my finances improving?
Yeah, it should be a breakthrough on your finances in April. Something happening in April with your finances.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay, let me give you the call-in number to the program. It is 347-327-9316. We do have a couple more callers ahead of you, but there won't be ahead of you too long. So, 207, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Sending prayers to your mom and a speedy recovery for her. I'm calling if you are able to pick up if any love coming my way anytime soon.
Definitely somebody coming through. Somebody's very interested in you already. Somebody that you've not dated. This is a new person coming in. They should be coming into play here about May of this year. But it is somebody that you know, but you haven't dated.
Okay.
So,
well, thank you very much.
You're gonna,
and my prayers.
No problem.
My prayers to your mom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're gonna be surprised when this person steps up. So.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, that's
all right.
Nice.
You have a good night.
You too.
You have
bye-bye.
A good night.
Yeah, you
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right. Karen, you're on there with me.
Hi, Michael. I have a question.
Hi.
If you see any new relationships or friendships coming up for me. I have a few people that are interested. I was dating one person, but it seems like it's kind of slowing down. It may be just the Mercury retrograde. You keep missing each other with the phones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mercury retrograde is really messing with you right now. Where communication is, you know, at play. So I feel like that, you know, there is somebody coming in. Looks like about March.
Oh.
On this. Yeah.
Okay, because the gentleman that I was seeing, we keep missing each other, but it's just kind of like it's like he'll call and I'll walk away and I miss the call. So is this person in March, is this that one or somebody new, somebody else?
I feel like it's that person. I feel like it's somebody of you've already seen or have seen. So,
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much. And sending prayers for your mom as well.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good night. Bye-bye. Okay, we have open lines for the first time tonight. That means if you want to call in, you'd get right on air with me. It is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. We will not be on air tomorrow. Hopefully you understand. I will be at the hospital with my mom and with family, and so we will not be on air tomorrow. So if you would like to check out my website, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.net. You can check that out. There's not a lot over there right now. You can set up readings over there. You can make donations to this program if you would like to. But you can check it out at www.insightswithmichael.net. I'm working on that site. It's going a little slower than I planned. But it's a work in progress. Aren't we all? We're works in progress, aren't we? I mean, Spirit's working on us and trying to trying to develop us into what we need to be. And I don't know about you, but I've grown a lot myself in just the last few months. And so, and I know that Spirit's working on you as well. So we just have to just keep on. I guess so. So, all right. We're going to go ahead and play another song really quick. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. We'll be right back after this song. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. take our next caller. 206, you're on air with me. Hello?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
Oh, prayers to you and your family and lots of love and light.
Thank you.
I just have a quick question. I'm launching a business this year and wondering what month do you see me putting it out there?
Okay, you should wait until it looks like about March.
About March, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you need to go slow. You need to go slow a little bit. The business itself is going to go slow to begin with, but I really feel good about it. I feel like it's a good business. One thing that Spirit wants you to know is don't get discouraged, you know, when people are not walking through the door or buying the product. Don't get discouraged because it will work out for you. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Oh, that's beautiful. That music you just played, it was so wonderful and soothing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Aloha.
You too. Okay, let's go with 818. Oop, hold on. 818, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for answering my call, and many blessings for your family.
Thank you.
I hear it in your voice. You sound like, you know, it's stressful what you did. And now you're here to help us. God bless you. You're so good. I'm going to ask you about gentleman that's been a love relationship for years, and we've had our offs again, but we were doing good, and we had a little spout this week. Do you see if this is the last time that we're finished this time, or is it a typical he'll be back?
Yeah, I feel like he'll be back. I mean, I don't feel like that this is the last time. I feel it's the last time that you guys will, you know, have this major breakup thing going on. But I feel like that the relationship can be salvaged and something good can be developed in this. So, okay.
I would like that. And do you have any kind of time limit? Do you see weeks, months, days?
I would say by the end of the month you should hear something from him.
Okay, interesting. All right, God bless you. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Thank you, back at you.
All right, we have open lines at 347-327-9316. So let's go to Rosemary. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Sorry to hear about your mom, but it's all
Thank
in
you.
God's hands right now, and see what happens.
Right.
Good things will happen in a good way. Whatever you see or can coming up for new beginnings for me. I've been patient enough. Because I know there's some changes and new beginnings coming up, happen today, so for the better.
Yeah, I feel like you're turning a corner right now. What I mean by that is you're letting go of the past. You've really been working on yourself and letting go of some things. And so now I feel like you're getting ready to turn a corner. And what that means is that some positive things are going to start working out for you. I'm not sure exactly what all these positive things are, but they're going to be good things that lift you up. Are you looking for a home? Why would I see a new home?
Relocating, new improved relationship and job.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like they're all new things that are popping into your path. definitely see a new home for you. So that would be
soon?
A good thing.
Soon, I guess.
I would say about March.
March. Yeah, because I was talking about at work or something. There, some people are saying March to me, and some are saying sooner, sometime this month. So I guess it's March that I'm hearing. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I feel like it's March when all these new things start rolling in really good for you. So
that's what he meant by you never know when I'm going to come and see you one of these days. I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
Cool. All right. Cool. Appreciate it. And I hope everything works out well tomorrow for you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good
night.
No
problem. You too.
All right. Yeah. You know, one thing that I've learned in my life is sometimes you just got to trust. You know, you got to just trust spirit. And because we don't have control over anything, really. But spirit does have control over everything and every situation that we would face. And one thing I've learned is our angels are with us, you know, constantly trying to work with us and guide us and direct us. So we just gotta, you know, get into the flow of spirit. And you're going, well, Michael, how do I get into the flow of spirit? Meditation is the key. Just quieting your mind. In the last few days, my mind has just been racing like crazy. And you can imagine all kinds of things are popping in and out of there. But, you know, I'm trusting spirit in the situation, and spirit has whatever happens tomorrow, you know, already in play. So, but I appreciate your prayers. We're going to go ahead. I think we're just going to go ahead and close out for tonight. Well, I said that, and we got a couple more calls that just popped in, so we'll take those calls, and then we might go off air. But let's go ahead and take 215. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in.
Hi, how are you doing this evening? This is Susan from Philadelphia.
Hi, Susan.
Pretty good. How is your mother doing?
She's doing okay. She just has to have surgery tomorrow. She has an infection in her back that would have taken her life if they didn't do the surgery tomorrow. So,
what caused the infection, if you don't mind me asking, in her back? Would she have a disc or something?
Yeah, she had some back surgery done a few years ago, and she had some pins and some rods back there that have been infected. So that's what they're going to deal with tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'll keep her in my prayers tonight for sure. You know,
thank you.
God is with her, and the angels wrapped her, you know, healing around her, and the white light of Christ, you know, should just be fine.
Yeah.
I was just wondering for a general reading, if you're up to it. You know, I know you have a lot going on.
Well, I really, what would really help me is if we had a subject like romance or work or something like that. That would really help me.
Oh, that that's good. Do you see work coming my way? I've been looking for the last several months now. You see anything?
Yeah, I feel like you should be working by the end of the month, by the end of February.
Oh, great. That's really great. Do you know if it would be with cleaning or with my personal career that I'm getting started?
I feel like it's your personal career that you're beginning, so.
Great. And do you see me doing really good with that, you know, with my...
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a really good thing for you. You need to just trust Spirit on this. But I feel good about it. I feel like things are going to work out well.
Oh, great. I've been praying for that, you know, because I just got a phone call from my lawyer from my car accident 2 years ago, and he's like saying that that's not going to work out the way we thought it was going to work out. So I'm going to take a real big loss on that, you know, because he was saying something with liability. Like when you got liability insurance, if you don't have surgery or whatever, it really doesn't, you know, it's like I basically got they're not going to take care of it. And I hurt my leg and my back, you know, and I'm not going to ask a doctor for surgery if I don't need surgery. I'm getting an injection in my back Monday. And, he's trying to force me to get surgery, you know, so I'm not going to do that. So I guess I'll just take a loss from that car accident, you know, and it's a shame because so much money's been put out, you know?
Right.
Out of my own pocket because I don't have insurance like that. But I'm glad that you told me that I'll be working by the end of the month because I've been going crazy since September without a job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I understand not having a job can have a lot of time on your hand and your mind can play games with you, you know, and so, but I really definitely feel like you'll be working by the end of the month.
Great. That's good to hear. I will definitely keep mother in my prayers tonight and everything will work out. And, you know, next week on your show, you know, make announcements to let us know how your mom's doing because I always listen into your show.
Okay, I will. I'll let you know as soon as next weekend. So.
All right, thank you very much, honey. You have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's take the last caller of the evening. It's 352. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How can I help you?
I just want you to if you have any messages for me.
From your spirit guide or from your angels or from loved ones or all three?
Whatever comes to
you. Okay. Let me be quiet for just a second and let me tap in to the other side and see if there's anybody with a message that wants to speak to you. This is very interesting and you're going to have to do some research on this. But I have an older woman and she wore like hats with big flowers in them. I don't know if this makes any sense to you.
No.
I feel like it's like an aunt, like a great aunt. You're going to have to like maybe look through some photo albums or something like that because I keep seeing a lady with a big hat and there's like flowers in these hats.
Okay.
And so you might just check on that. Your spirit guide is just telling you to have patience right now. You're going through a slow period in your spiritual growth, but you're learning a lot of stuff right now. And so just be gentle with yourself and things will work out. So, okay?
Did it say anything about my dreams? I have dreams. They're not the same, but every one of them has a theme in them. And I just want to know if there's anything they wanted me to know about this dream because I wake up and I say, dang, what do you want me to know? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I pull cards for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to find you need to find, I don't do dream interpretations myself, but you need to find somebody that could interpret your dreams for you, or there's some excellent books that could help you out there about dream interpretation. Definitely trying to tell you something in them, but I don't do dream interpretations, so.
I'm feeling that they are. I just don't know what it is. And a while ago, I was told that I was going to take care of someone's kid because I can't have no more. And I know that all these ideas and stuff was flowing in my spiritual. It's growing, but I don't think it has anything to do with ideas, and I don't think it has anything to do. I honestly think it's coming, but I don't know when. That's the thing. That's probably where the patience you said supposed to come.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like for some reason I keep picking up March for you as a turnaround month. So something big is going to happen in March for you. I don't know what that something big is. I think a lot of times we get hung up on the details and we just don't let spirit work. But March looks like it's going to be a really good month for you. It's going to be a life-changing month for you. So.
I wonder what it's going to be.
I don't have that. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go with 404. You're my last call of the evening. Hi. Hi, you're on air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm just calling to see what you used to be as far as romance for me.
Okay. I feel like somebody's coming in pretty quick, actually. I was going to say a few months out, but I'm saying somebody's coming in this month. It looks like about the end of the month.
Okay. Do you know, like, where? Because I'm in between two states.
Yeah, I don't know that. I feel like it's this. I feel like it's wherever you call home. So
okay.
Wherever that is I feel like where the guy is. So I don't know where that is for you. So, okay.
Is it like someone new or do I
know? It's someone new. I don't feel like you know them.
Oh, okay. Great.
It's gonna be a real exciting courtship. So definitely see that for you. And the guy's very honest. And so there's no secrets with him. So I always check, you know, to be sure they're up on the up and up and stuff like that. But this guy's gonna be a really good guy for you.
Okay, great. And if I can just ask one more quick thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just was really concerned about my living situation because I'm moving. Just wanted to know if where would I be staying or will I find a place to live or would I be staying with my parents?
I feel like you're going to be staying with your parents for a little bit, and not very long at all. I feel like you're going to have your own place like in a couple of months. Looks like probably about May you should have your own place.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. We're going to go ahead and close out. We're almost on time anyhow, so... it's amazing how that works out sometimes. Spirit's got everything under control, so we just got to trust, like I said earlier. You know, when things are not working out according to our plans, you know, we can put the monkey wrench into things. We get in there and we start messing around, and we think we know to do this and we know to do that. And, you know, our spirit guides are going, get your hands off of it. And so we just gotta trust spirit. So, all right. Again, we will not be on air tomorrow. Normally I'm on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. But due to the situation with my mother, we will not be on air because I have to go out of town to the hospital. So thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it. And continue to pray for her. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for this program that we go in the right direction. And this is all spirit-led. We just, you know, rely upon spirit to lead us and guide us in everything that we do and everything we say. So one thing when I first started, I always wanted, you know, I told spirit, I said, you know, if you're calling me to do this kind of work, I want to be honest and I want to be true and real. And that's one thing that, you know, I take pride in. So, all right. We're going to go ahead and close out with this song, and it is Peace Be With You, and I'll talk to you, I almost said I'll talk to you tomorrow, but that's not true. I'll talk to you Saturday at 7 o'clock. So, all right. See you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Central. Till then, peace be with you and spirit be with you and every situation of your life. Bye-bye.